With hot dogs on the grill and fireworks overhead, we are in the midst of our national celebration of the 4th of July. That day when our nation declared its independence, severing the ties with Britain was a bold move that reshaped the world and altered the course of history. America over time has been transformed from a small nation struggling to gain its footing to a superpower, powerful and strong. As a nation, we have endured great hardships, fought hard battles. Our nation was torn asunder by civil war, struggling again so that our nation could be one again. While not always a perfect country, there have been those who rose up and challenged our nation to live up to the ideals and values given voice in our founding documents, which spoke of justice, liberty, equality. As a nation, we have achieved greatness. We have defended freedom, landed a man on the moon, dreamed dreams, and worked to achieve them. The arc of our nation's history hasn't always been straight and clear. There have been fits and starts, missteps and regrets, achievements gained and lost. But the march to progress continued. The hope of making tomorrow better than our nation's yesterday has endured. But today, as we celebrate our nation's birth, it's hard not to wonder, what has happened to this great nation? Have we lost our vision? Have we forgotten our way? Have we lost all ability to work together? Great oratory has given way to rants in 144 characters. Issues debated in the majestic halls of deliberation have become petty arguments about who did what, when. And the march to tomorrow has been frozen in partisan squabbles. The citizens of our nation watch, wonder, and worry. What will tomorrow bring? On this 4th of July, as we celebrate that which changed the world and gave birth to our nation, rather than just celebrate, this day should be a call to action, asking each of us who call America our home to work to resolve to make it the nation our founders dreamed it might be. When we see the fireworks light the night sky, may they inspire us to be agents of change. For ours, as Lincoln said, is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It is our responsibility to keep that spirit alive and to make it so. Hope you have a meaningful and happy and safe 4th of July. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.